This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Libyan authorities have limited access to an inundated city to allow searchers to dig through mud and hollowed out buildings for 10,000 people missing and feared dead in flooding that has already killed more than 11,000. Authorities warned that disease and explosives shifted by the waters could claim yet more lives. In the most affected areas, efforts to recover the dead and distribute aid were plagued by confusion and a lack of resources. Libyan authorities are demanding an investigation into whether human failings are to blame for the massive death toll, Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
After barreling through the Mediterranean, the powerful Storm Daniel swept into eastern Libya at the weekend. It dumped so much rain that two dams collapsed in the hills south of Derna, unleashing a torrent that slammed into the city. But no one was alerted. The head of the World Meteorological Organization said on Thursday, a decade plus of political conflict had ruined Libya's weather service.
They could have issued the warnings and also the emergency management authorities would have been able to carry out evacuation.
Local researchers had also previously warned that the dams needed immediate and regular maintenance.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Friday Russia would not breach any agreements concerning Korea after meeting North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week in far eastern Russia. He said Korea is our neighbor and we must one way or another build good neighborly relations with our neighbors. Russia, which backs sanctions against North Korea, has said repeatedly that it wishes to deepen its relationship with Pyongyang. This is VOA News. Families in Morocco's High Atlas Mountains are still burying their dead a week after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake killed at least 2,900 people and injured more than 5,500. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from the Atlas Mountains.
Fatma El Makra and her family are among survivors. Like many others, they lost everything. She says about 20 people died in her village, including a neighbor hit by a rock as he tried to save his wife. She says when the disaster happened, they left everything behind and ran for their lives. Driving here is frightening. Steep cliffs, rock slides potentially triggered by aftershocks. One reason why aid was slow to get here. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Emine Sili, Morocco.
Tens of thousands of climate activists around the world are protesting Friday and through the weekend to call for an end to the burning of planet-warming fossil fuels as Earth suffers from dramatic weather extremes. The global strike is driven by several mostly youth-led local and global climate change organizations and groups, including Greta Thunberg's Fridays for Future movement, and take place in dozens of countries and hundreds of cities. The United Auto Workers Union launched simultaneous strikes at three factories owned by General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler owner Stellantis on Friday, kicking off the most ambitious U.S. industrial labor action in decades. The walkouts at the so-called Detroit Three will halt production of the Ford Bronco, Jeep Wrangler, and Chevrolet Colorado pickup truck, along with other popular models. The walkouts cap weeks of clashes between the UAW and Detroit Three executives over union demands for a bigger share of profits generated by combustion trucks and stronger job securities as automakers shift to electric vehicles. There could be some movement in the Hollywood writers' strike with an announcement that talks will resume next week. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The word comes from the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which says it reached out to the leaders of the Writers Guild of America, and the two sides agreed to restart negotiations next week. Screenwriters have been on strike since early May over issues including pay, job security, and regulations for the use of artificial intelligence. But there are no talks planned between the studios, production companies, and striking actors.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.